Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everybody, to Morning Magazine Part 2 for this November 23rd, 2022, 10:34 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here, and we are joined by some of our great friends from the ODC. We have some good people with us today. First up, want to wish a good morning to Callie Johnson. Good morning, Callie.
Good morning.
Good to see you. Thanks for being here. And Brooke Porter is here. Brooke, good to see you.
Good morning.
I didn't even know I was going to see you today. That's great. Good to see you.
Decided to pop in.
And you guys brought, I don't want to make light of having you two here. We appreciate both of you here. But our headline here today is Albert. We've got Albert in with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here, Albert.
You're welcome.
Appreciate the time. We're not taking you away from work, are we?
Well,
giving you a break here, maybe?
Yeah,
a little bit? Good,
a little
good.
Bit.
Yeah, you've earned it. Callie, can we talk a little bit about Albert and what he does?
Sure. So Albert works at Milkweed Market, and many people already know him. He's been there for a year now, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And he helps do everything in the store from clean to paint to
pricing
all of the items. Yeah, why don't you just share kind of what you do at the store?
Actually, and then the pricing, the painting and that. And
the checkout.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The process.
And then we sell cookies and that.
Hmm.
And then I ring them out with the register.
Do you greet people too, Albert?
What?
Do you greet people when they come in?
Yeah.
Okay.
But mostly when we do, like, we say good morning and that.
Yeah.
And then when they go out, sometimes I open the door for them if their package is too big, so they don't drop it.
That's nice. Albert, do you enjoy working over there?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Good. Good to hear. Very good to hear. Any chance we could talk about Milkweed Market, we love being able to do that. And I love meeting the people that work over there, Albert. Thanks so much for spending some time with us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Appreciate you being here. I'm sure we'll talk to you again. But
all right.
Callie, you also brought in Brooke, and we have now Brooke's not just here just to pick on me or throw things at me while I'm talking here.
That may not be true.
Brooke is here because we wanted to talk about painting with a purpose, and I actually was really looking forward to this. I don't think we've really gotten a chance to talk very in depth about this too much. So let's go ahead and go right into there if you don't mind, and put Brooke on the spot. Brooke, what is painting with a purpose?
Painting with a purpose is a chance for our community to come on down to Milkweed Market and paint with some of our clients and just get to know them a little bit, check out Milkweed Market while you're there, get to know some other people in our community and just make a really great project. Not necessarily paint a really great project. They've done other projects in the past that aren't just painting. This month, though, well, our November, December collaborate due to the holidays. So it's December 1st.
Correct.
From 12:30 till 2, and we will be doing a Grinch stealing the last ornament off the tree.
Nice.
And I'm going to be leading the class. It'll be great.
Cool. Have you done that before?
Painted? Of course.
Led the class before.
Have I led the class?
Brat.
No, but I got to go sit in on the last one, and it was
cool.
Great. Yep. So I decided I can do that.
Yeah, I can do that. It should be, it should be a lot of fun. Is this open to the public? Is this just for clients?
Very much is open to the public. We do ask that you go online either to ODC or to Milkweed and pre-register so we have enough supplies for everyone.
Right, on Facebook. Yep, there's an event
Facebook.
On Facebook that you can click either interested or going and just kind of let us know. But we do have supplies on hand. Hmm. And yes.
You could call if you wanted as well.
Okay. Is there anything that you did good to walk in? You don't need to bring your own supplies, anything like that?
No.
Just bring your smile and your personality?
Bring your happy self and a want to paint and hang out and interact with some really great people, meet some new friends maybe.
Very cool. Very cool. It sounds like a lot of fun. And again, you can find out more by going to odcinc.com. Go to your Facebook page. It's there as well. Another great way to find out. Again, odcinc.com. We'll be sure to get that out there again before we wrap up today. Phone number that the ladies mentioned there, 715-424-2717, 2712, 424-2712. My dyslexia kicks in sometimes, man, I'm telling you. 424-2712. Thanks, Brooke. Appreciate that. Sounds like a really fun time for everybody to be able to be a part of.
So we'll see you there.
Yeah. I can't even draw a stick figure, okay? Like, I probably could use the class. I probably should be there, yeah.
It'd be great. Come.
When it comes to Milkweed Market, Callie, it's personally, for me, one of my favorite places to talk about, but especially not only going into a Thanksgiving where we're being thankful for so many different things, but we do have Small Business Saturday coming up on Saturday as well. And so there's plenty of reasons to get on over to Milkweed Market and to really take in the things that they got over there.
Yes, we really encourage people, especially this time of year when you're buying gifts, you're decorating for the holidays, to try to keep your dollars local, shop local. Small Business Saturday is this Saturday. And I think there's over 30 businesses participating on the Passport this year. So our Chamber of Commerce every year does the Passport program. We have them printed and ready for you in the store. And you grab one. There's bars, restaurants, gift shops, grocery. Like, there's so many a variety of businesses on the sheet. And when you shop there, you just show them your passport. They stamp it or sign it. And depending on how many places you stop at on Saturday, and actually it runs through Tuesday this year. So as you shop, you get stamped. And at the end, you turn it in to your last participating business or to the chamber. And you can win prizes for shopping local. And you get good stuff along the way.
We had the chamber in last week. We were talking a little bit about this and talking a little on the morning show, encouraging people to buy local, support local, shop during this and filling out that passport. And there's it's so cool that every year we do this and we talk about more businesses or different unique businesses being a part of this. But one of the favorite things we like to mention is Milkweed Market. Okay. And I am a little biased about this one. Doesn't mean I'm wrong. But any gift that I've basically gotten my mother in the last 10 years that she's enjoyed has been from Milkweed Market. Everything else, she's cool about it. And like, oh, that's nice. You know, but I can tell. I've been able to tell after a bunch of years what she really liked. There's difference of that and her blowing up and with excitement and everything. And what my mom enjoys about those gifts is a couple of things. One, certainly that they're unique, that they're, you can't find in necessarily a department store or something like that. She likes that part of it, but she'll tell you this better than I can. When she looks at these items in her house and stuff, she doesn't just see something that her oldest child got for her or something like that. She sees something that a local individual made from one of your clients there made. And that means a lot to her. We certainly have a touch with the ODC within our family, with my Aunt Pat and these things. So it just, it makes it such a seasonal and more long-lasting feeling.
Right.
You open up a gift or you give somebody a gift and there's that immediate satisfaction and it feels good. That fades a little bit. I genuinely believe that the gifts that you get from Milkweed Market or that you give to people from Milkweed Market don't fade. I think that feeling just stays with you and everything. So if you need another reason to do the find the things there over Milkweed, it's one more reason. And again, just unique, wonderful gift ideas.
Yeah, thank you so much for saying all of that. We do really pride ourselves on that the products are made right there in the facility, and almost every piece is touched by an individual who we support, and there's so much meaning behind that. And when the individuals who are working in the store have painted a piece and they see it from beginning to end, they see their hard work paying off and you leaving happy with an item that they've created, it just builds so much confidence, and it's really just a win-win for everybody.
Yeah. And we'd be remiss if we didn't mention cookies, because that's really, honestly, I got to be honest with you guys, that's all I've been thinking about whole time. I have not really listened to anything anybody said. All I'm thinking is cookies. So can we please talk about cookies, Callie?
Yes, we absolutely can.
There's some really good stuff over there with that.
Yeah, so Hidden Creek Kitchen is owned and operated by ODC, and this year we are offering our everyone's favorite Christmas cookie platters or assortments. So this year is new. You can pre-order your assortments. I think there are six choices, and between different cookie varieties or candy varieties, and count wise, like how many you want or how much you want to spend. So we encourage people to go online to pre-order, and you can pick up starting November 30th, and it'll be Wednesdays until Christmas, starting November 30th.
Cool.
If you need a different day throughout the week to pick up, of course, we can arrange that. But that's kind of our plan, and we will make extras to have in the store, but we really, really encourage people to stop in to place their orders ahead of time so we can kind of gauge, you know, how many to make and that sort of thing.
I don't want to brag or show off or anything, especially in front of Albert here, but I happen to know cookies pretty darn good. This is a bit of my wheelhouse. So cookies, donuts, these are my thing. I know these things very well. The cookies over at Milkweed, just like the products over there, they're unique, they're different, they're not going to, not your everyday kind of thing always, but man are they good. Man are they are good. Just a great, and you get that, all that, the stuff that I said, the feelings you get from the products over at Milkweed and giving them or receiving them, it's no different with the food, the cookies, all that stuff. It feels just as good. And you have the added bonus of sugar, which is great.
Who doesn't want that? Yeah. Yep. Some of our customer favorites, like our peanut butter melts, blossoms, powdered sugar snowballs. I don't want to get you guys like drooling here.
So
like,
hungry
too
right
hungry.
Now.
Fudge, turtles, peanut clusters, Oreo balls. So there's going to be a huge variety, which is nice. Even if you do some baking at home of your own, and you enjoy that, this just, you could get one platter that adds to the variety of what you want
That's
to
good
serve
point.
To your yeah. to your guests or
also
your family.
Great if you have a cookie exchange coming up and you don't actually feel like baking. Here you go.
Yes, nice. That's good, Brooke. Are there any new flavors this year or any that were discontinued or anything?
You know, it says say more, so I think that they do have a few surprises up their sleeve. I don't know exactly what they're baking, but
we'll find out.
I'm sure you'll like it.
Oh, yeah.
Can't go wrong.
Just reach out and, when we get to closer to that date and find out for yourself. That's pretty cool. We'll get to that and more when we come back. We're going to take a really quick commercial break, come back, and wrap up things here on Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody, to Morning Magazine here on WFHR, where we have our friends from the ODC with us. Callie, Brooke, and Albert is here. Good to see you again, Albert. Thanks again for the time.
You're welcome.
Callie, we were talking a little bit about some of the fun things at Milkweed Market, and one of the things that I always like to bring up when it comes to the ODC or really any of our organizations like you guys out there, these products are great whether we're talking cookies or items in Milkweed or we're talking Ink Splash or anything. They aren't just great items or really tasty things. They are an investment. They are an opportunity for you to show that you back the ODC, that you support what they're doing over there by purchasing these things. It's essentially an investment in the ODC. And that goes even further than that when it comes to this time of year and going to the beginning of the year, really, where we're looking for people to donate. And by that, I think you can change the word donation to investment just fine. I understand that in the dictionary, they're under two different terms. Locally here in Wood County, I don't think they are. I think they're the same word. People are investing. They care about the ODC. They see the good work that you're doing. They see how you benefit the community. So to be able to give and help that out, that seems like a win-win.
Yes. Yep. It is annual appeal time. But that's a great way to put it. We are asking people to invest in our organization. ODC supports more than 1,000 people with disabilities annually, and we have so many great goals for 2023. So I'll just touch on a couple of them.
Yeah, thank you.
Your contribution would help us support over 300 individuals in our local communities who are struggling with mental health challenges. We've touched on this in prior programs, but we did open a mental health clinic. We have that support system now and are able to provide that service. So that donation would go a long way with that program. Also supporting over 400 individuals to find and maintain employment in our communities. Everywhere is hiring. We'd like to make those matches and really help businesses and individuals who we support match up and solve those problems.
Yeah.
So, and there are many other ways that we're going to support individuals in 2023. So we do ask for dollars to be donated online, odcinc.com/donate. But it's not just dollars, James. If people can't donate dollars, we're looking for volunteers, so people to donate their time. We have a variety of programs that we could use help with. And or supplies, like our day services pre-voc programs do lots of projects throughout the year. So just call us, email us, go to our website, check it out to see how you can invest in ODC this year.
You know, we all nowadays want our dollar to go farther or to get our bang for our buck, if you will. I can't think of many better ways to get more out of your dollars and cents than to invest them into something that is reliable. You don't got to look at the stock market to realize that there's no stock that's reliable anymore. There's none of that. And as far as investing in that kind of stuff, I mean, good luck, man. You're almost better off putting your money in a coffee can and burying it in the backyard. With something like this, you get a return on your investment immediately, because immediately you know that that's staying right in the community. It's going to only help the ODC continue to do the work that they're doing. And Cal, did you say 400 some clients somewhere around there?
Well, that's how many
employers
we work with.
Yeah,
but
right.
We service, we support over 1,000 people.
I figured that was
in 14 counties, so we're really growing and expanding our services to meet the demands. So.
When my family first interacted with the ODC, I mean, it wasn't even a slither of that. And to think of how much it's grown over the years not only speaks to the ODC is doing good work, but also that the need of that work and the need that the clients are needed, that we need this and everything. And so another way to show that you support the ODC, that you support this community, backing things there and investing in the community, investing in the ODC, dollars and cents go a great way, go a long ways. Volunteering is another way. We understand that not everybody can donate money. That's completely understandable. But most of us got a couple hours to kill. Most of us can, you know, put aside an hour or two here or there to, you know, invest your time into the ODC as well. That can be just as much. And if I can extend it just a little bit off of this, to businesses out there that are looking for people to work in your business. Maybe the ODC has some clients that would be good for you, where they have some of the hardest, most dedicated working people you will ever meet in your life. I could be saying that about almost any Midwesterner, but then you add on the clients, and that's just an extra added bonus on this with their people over at the ODC. They're great people. They deserve the work, and they are going to give you, it'd be some of the best workers you ever had. So if I can extend it just a little bit, like maybe you're a business that can invest in the ODC, you can invest in that way too. You know, giving the clients a place to work and that kind of thing. That's another thing to think of.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are all great ways to give back. And like you said, it is an investment in our community, to an organization that's been here serving the community for many, many years, I think since 1965.
Yeah.
So been around a long time, growing, expanding, and just would love to connect with, you know, the community members in any way, shape, or form this year.
Kelly, if people would like to learn more how they can do that, how they can donate and everything, is there a number they can call or somebody we should direct them to?
I think that they should call the main office and be directed to the donations team.
Okay.
That's what, 715-424-2712,
424-2712. Otherwise, I see here you can email them info@odcinc.com, info@odcinc.com.
Perfect.
I also, before we let you guys go, because got about 4 or 5 minutes left here, I did want to ask about the Veterans Luncheon at the ODC and more about that.
Yes. So our ODC Men's Cooking Group is planning a Veterans Luncheon for Wednesday, November 30th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. That will be held in the ODC lunchroom. It is $5 per person, but vets will eat free. Lunch provided will be chicken noodle soup or chili, and we will have some entertainment there as well. I believe Pam Ross is coming back to play some music, but Yeah, so we're hopeful for that.
Pam's awesome.
And all proceeds from this luncheon, so the men's cooking group just wanted to, again, give back to the community in some way, shape, or form, and this is a passion for them. So all proceeds will go to the local American Legion. Mm. So please, please come join us Wednesday, November 30th, 11 to 1. You don't have to RSVP or anything. You just show up that day and get yourself some soup or chili, enjoy some music, and give back.
I see that it's a $5 person, but vets eat free.
Correct.
That's cool. So we'll make sure that all our veterans out there, and a shout out to all of our veterans out there, that they're eating for free on this day. So that's pretty cool.
All they have to do is come. Yep.
That's great. A really good. And you don't need to do any register or any of that kind of stuff.
No registering. Okay. There is a Facebook event out there on our ODC page if you want to kind of learn more details and maybe put interested or going. It kind of helps us gauge, how many to prepare for. But certainly just show up. We'll have plenty to serve. And that $5 will go a long way to our local American Legion.
Right. I'm glad you brought up the Facebook page and everything, because I mention all the time with anybody that's on the air with us to like their social media pages, support them. But, whenever you can, especially with nonprofits, it really does help bring awareness to their. If I see that you guys are doing this and I put a like that, I'm interested in it or that I'm going to the event, that shows up on my friends' feeds. And maybe they're not friends with the ODC, but then that shows up on their feeds and they see something that maybe they wouldn't have seen otherwise. Supporting these things really can help a lot more than we realize, and spread the word about these events much better than most of us can do. That's one of the powers of social media nowadays. So it goes a lot farther than you realize, liking those things and liking their pages and keeping up to date on that stuff, as well as it's a great page. It's a great thing to keep up on. Before we wrap up completely, I wanted to touch on it one more time, Painting with a Purpose, Brooke. Mm-hmm. Can we tell people again about that?
What do you need to know?
Repeat what you said before, okay. Basically, yeah.
Thursday, December 1st, from 12:30 to 2 at Milkweed Market. As many people as want to come. We'll have plenty of supplies, and we will paint. It's going to be the Grinch holding the last ornament he's stealing.
It's something you're not going in there. Oh, I misunderstood. Because I haven't done a lot of these things. So you're going in there, and there is a painting you're going to paint.
I painted a painting. I went down to Milkweed Market actually last week and painted my sample piece. And then I had some of my friends that work at Milkweed Market painting some canvases black for me because they're really helpful there too.
Yeah.
So we're ready.
Set and ready to go. I like that better. Mm-hmm. It's putting me in there and like asking me like, okay, draw.
Yeah.
Like
I
don't know what
there's
I'm going to
do. Project. Yeah, there's a sample.
Yes,
there is a project.
That's cool.
If I can do it, anyone can do it. I was debating whether it was level 1 or level 2 for me. And I'm like, it feels like it's really in between. So it should be great.
One and a half. I like that, yes. Thank you, Brooke. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
And, is there directing to the website that should be a way to find out more?
Absolutely.
Okay. Is that a registering event?
You don't have to register. You don't have to. We like people to register.
It does help.
It helps give us a little bit better of a gauge on how many are going to be there.
I always like to look at it this way. My mom, the one pet peeve she has in this world, don't show up unannounced. Just let her know you're coming. Don't put her on the spot. It always plays in the back of my head with these events and everything. So, let them know you're coming. It never hurts.
If you decide the last second that you want to come and paint with us, come down.
Yes,
we will
come.
Have supplies for
and
you.
And it's free.
And it's free, which is the best part.
We supply everything.
Yes.
Showing up late or showing up early, all that matters is that you show up. We
Absolutely.
Want you there. We appreciate you guys showing up. Appreciate what you do in our community so very much. And Albert, again, thank you so much, sir, for being here. Really
You're
nice
welcome.
To meet you. Really appreciate the time, Albert.
Can
Hopefully,
I say something?
Please
right
do.
Here?
Yeah.
I hope everybody has a nice Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Thank you, Albert. We wish you a good Thanksgiving, too, to you and Brooke, Callie. We wish you guys a very good Thanksgiving. Have a great one, you and yours. And to everybody out there, wishing you a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy. We'll be back with original content on Friday, everybody. You guys take care, and we'll talk soon.
Yep. Thanks, James.
Thanks a lot for joining us, everyone. Stick around. Good things coming up for you right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.